My name is Vincent Douglas Gregory, and today's show is about Arizona's Derek Williams, a Cleveland Brown fan suing the NFL, and Deion Sanders' breakup. Derek Williams is a man among boys. He is a freak of nature. Duke got a chance to feel his wrath firsthand. And I think I speak for the rest of the world when I say this, but can I drink what Derek Williams is drinking? Seriously, there has to be a magic potion. If not, this guy is from the planet Krypton. I'm leaning towards the former, but I can't rule out the possibility he's not from this country, planet, or even galaxy. Do your job, NCAA. Find out where this kid is from. Or just give me some of that drink. Because I need it. And speaking of needing something, I'm sure most won't disagree with Cleveland needing a championship of some sort. A title, maybe. They need to feel what winning feels like. Apparently, a Cleveland Brown fan disagreed with that statement. Ken Lancey, a self-made millionaire, is suing the NFL. That's not something I do on my own free will. So, what's his reasoning? Cool. It's a fight between billionaires and millionaires. There isn't any sympathy for multimillionaires. It's just not going to happen. And somebody has to stand up and say, enough's enough. End quote. Okay. In your own words, Ken, I have no sympathy for you if you lose. I don't care if you're a Cleveland Browns fan. And I could care less about the Cleveland's heartbreak. Enough's enough. Did I get it right, Ken? Is that the right tone? Tone means a lot. Ever go on a lunch date and things just don't work out? You want to be nice, so you tell the other person, it's not you, it's me. Well, Dez Bryant and Deion Sanders didn't say that. Since their lunch date, the two have went separate ways, leaving great quotes for people like me. So I want to take this time to thank both Dez and Deion. Thank you guys. You are the best. And here's to a bright and lovely future. Okay, here's the scoop. Dez Bryant went into diva mode this past Saturday at the mall. An off-duty police officer asked Dez Bryant to pull up his pants. Yeah, pants. Like any diva, Bryant verbally attacked the officer with profanity. He then went on to say, quote, I feel like the cop was in the wrong here more than anything. Don't just make it seem like I went off and had a hot head for no reason. That's the only thing I did wrong. He used profanity, end quote. Okay, and so Deion uses this moment to say, hey, Dez, it really is you. Quote, he needs help. He needs help. I told the Cowboys from day one that he needs help. Matter of fact, they have a team in place to help him. But you cannot tell a grown man what to do. End quote. I take it he needs help. Deion continue on. Quote, I don't have a problem with you lying to me. That's one thing. But when you lie to yourself as a man, you have a serious problem. And that's where this kid is. I can't condone it. I really can't. It tarnishes everything else I'm trying to develop in these kids. I can't allow you to poison other kids that I'm trying to mentor and to take to another level, end quote. Wow. And that's not the end. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Because the Hall of Famer continues to dismantle Dez Bryant. Quote, I haven't spoken to the kid. I have no desire to speak to the kid. In regards to me, I can forgive, but I can't forget. You can't tarnish the other things that I have going on and the other kids. It's sort of like I can't allow something to poison the fruit of many other kids. I can't do it. So I cut off those ties a long time ago. Ouch. Looks like Dion won the custody battle. But someone, please get Dez Bryant a gag order. Or let him know that Neon Dion has been the king of divas since prime time. Oh well.